As the AI revolution accelerates, companies are rapidly expanding their infrastructure by building massive data centers. These facilities not only support the backbone of global connectivity, but they also drive advancements in cloud computing, big data analytics, and artificial intelligence. So for today's video, I'm counting down the 15 biggest data centers in the world, starting with number 15, the Switch SuperNAP. In Nevada, one of the world's largest data centers owned by Switch stands as a digital giant. It's located in Las Vegas, it avoids natural disasters, and it's set for a significant expansion across 1,000 acres. This $1 billion project aims to solidify Nevada as the most digitally connected state in the United States. This expansion includes deploying over 500 miles of fiber optic cables connecting Reno, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Data will travel between Reno and Las Vegas in just 7 milliseconds, providing 50 million people access to data within 14 milliseconds. Switch Incorporated, founded in 2000 by Rob Roy, develops and operates the SuperNAP data center facility. Roy acquired a former Enron facility in Nevada in 2002 for about $930,000, and he leveraged its strategic position over fiber optic cables. By 2008, Switch had constructed its first SuperNAP facility, a $350 million investment. The core campus in Las Vegas comprises 11 data centers spanning over 2 million square feet, and once completed, it's going to cover more than 2.3 million square feet with 12 buildings. Oh, and power for these facilities will come from two solar generation projects, Switch Station 1 and 2 producing over 179 megawatts of power. In 2015, Switch announced a $4 billion expansion to build a new data center campus east of Reno. The Citadel campus at Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center spans over 1,000 acres and is expected to exceed 7.2 million square feet upon completion. The first data center on this campus, Tahoe-Reno No. 1, opened in 2017, covering more than 1.3 million square feet with substantial power and cooling capacity. But more on that a bit later. Number 14, Quincy Data Center. In Quincy, Washington, a typical agricultural town, a different kind of growth thrives among the farmlands and hay bales. Data centers. Five major operators, including Intuit, Microsoft, Savvy Data Centers, Vantage Data Centers, and Yahoo, have established significant operations here. Microsoft in particular boasts a sprawling campus with multiple data centers, expanding to 270 acres with the new Generation 5 data center. Now, originally, these data halls contained 18 rows of IT equipment consuming over 2.5 megawatts of power. Today, the same halls are half empty, but still draw the same power, now equipped with more efficient servers that provide greater resource availability. Traditional cooling techniques like hot aisle and cold aisle containment are employed in these early facilities, and they'll continue into newer generations. Innovations like OCP-compliant racks and white-painted hardware further reduce temperatures within the data centers. The evolution of these data halls illustrates a significant shift. More powerful servers and improved designs leading to better performance without increasing the physical footprint. The blend of traditional and modern cooling methods ensures optimal temperatures, while strategic choices in hardware and design enhance the overall efficiency. This juxtaposition of cutting-edge tech in a rural farm town highlights the transformative impact of data centers on both the local landscape and the broader tech infrastructure. Number 13, Phoenix One Data Center. The Phoenix One Data Center, originally constructed in 2005 for La Nature's Beverages, found a new purpose after the company filed for bankruptcy before fully occupying the building. Spanning over 530,000 square feet, it includes over 80,000 square feet of premium office space, allowing data centers to utilize the site as both a data center and its corporate headquarters. Tate, a company known for its raised flooring products, completed its largest single data center installation at Phoenix One, with a raised floor area covering more than 460,000 square feet. Power and cooling systems are placed in equipment galleries along the facility's perimeter and on raised mezzanine, providing extensive, clear, raised floor colocation space. Phoenix One's first phase includes four separate data center pods, each offering about 45,000 square feet of space. Now, the facility features 126,000 square feet of data floor space, six 6-megawatt vaults, a Class A office space with its two-story structure, and the total critical IT load is 36 megawatts. Each vault has an N+1 redundancy with four 2-megawatt uninterrupted power supply modules per 6-megawatt capacity. The facility also has 24-hour fuel storage capacity and offers power densities up to 22 kilowatts per rack, alongside renewable energy options. Now, the cooling is managed by air-cooled chillers with airside economizers. This fan-coil wall-cooled designs with hot aisle containment and N+1 redundancy in the vaults. Additionally, a dedicated modular chiller plant with a closed-loop water cooling system enhances its overall efficiency. For fire protection, the data center uses the Onyx Work System for centralized control and monitoring, a dual interlocked nitrogen-filled pre-action dry pipe fire suppression system, and an aspiration smoke detection system for rapid detection and response. Number 12, the CLW-1 Newport Campus. Vantage acquired Next Generation Data in 2020, a facility originally opened in 2010 at the former LG Semicon plant in Newport. NGD is one of the largest data centers in Europe, boasting a private connection to the UK supergrid with up to 180 megawatts of power sourced entirely from renewable energy. Located in Marshfield near Cardiff, the facility harnesses renewable energy from Wales Dinorwig Dam, Britain's largest hydroelectric power plant. The data center benefits from its dedicated substation with a direct connection to the 400 kilovolt supergrid, bypassing the traditional distribution network. This setup ensures cheaper, cleaner, and more reliable power. As a Tier 3 Plus facility, NGD features comprehensive uninterrupted power supplies, backup generation, and fully redundant power. The data center offers customized cooling solutions, and the local climate supports free air cooling for much of the year. NGD is SOC 1, 2, and 3 compliant, as well as PCI DSS certified, ensuring security and compliance standards. The facility is noted for its industry-leading PUEs and offers Class A amenities, including premier office space and conference rooms. The site's focus on 100% renewable energy underscores its commitment to its own sustainability. This combination of infrastructure, energy, and compliance makes NGD a leading choice for data center services in Europe. Number 11, NAP of the Americas. The Network Access Point of the Americas, also known as MI1, is a massive six-story, 750,000-square-foot data center and internet exchange point in Miami, Florida, operated by Equinix. Located at 50 Northeast 9th Street in downtown Miami, it's one of the world's largest data centers and ranks among the most interconnected data centers in the U.S. This facility is a critical hub for data traffic, serving 160 network carriers and providing a pathway for data from the Caribbean, South, and Central America to over 150 countries. It houses one of the key roots of the domain name system, the DNS system, enhancing global internet infrastructure. Built 32 feet above sea level, the NAP of the Americas is designed to endure Category 5 hurricane winds. And this data center offers access to 15 subsea cable landings and supports the U.S. Department of State's Diplomatic Telecommunications Service. Initially built to be a major hub for network traffic between the U.S. and Latin America, the facility was known as Verizon Terramark, operated by Terramark Worldwide, a Verizon Communications subsidiary. In 2016, Equinix acquired the building for about $3.6 billion, transforming it into the Miami International Business Exchange Data Facility, also known as Equinix MI1 IBX. This facility now provides direct peer access to over 600 Equinix customers, including more than 160 enterprise and 135 networks, cloud and IT services such as Amazon Web Services, Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud Platform, IBM Cloud, and Oracle. Constructed in 2001, the NAP of the Americas serves as a centralized infrastructure utilized by over 183 networks. It holds a Tier 3 class facility designation with redundant power and cooling. Its power is ensured by 12 high-tech continuous power systems, offering a transfer rate 10 times better than typical battery-based UPS systems. It features a medium-voltage switchgear fed by three independent 13,200-volt feeders. Built outside the FEMA 500-year flood zone, the building's structure includes 7-inch-thick steel-reinforced concrete exterior panels designed to withstand Category 5 hurricane winds. Currently, the NAP supports data exchange for over 160 global carriers, including companies like New Services, Voxility, LocalWeb, and Panama IT, utilizing its racks and servers. Number 10, the Utah Data Center. The Utah Data Center, situated near Bluffdale, Utah, stands as a bastion of data storage, designed to house a staggering amount of information for the United States intelligence community. With a projected capacity of several exabytes or more, the facility serves as a critical component of the Comprehensive National Cybersecurity Initiative, although the specs of its mission remain shrouded, classified by the NSA. Completed in May of 2014 at a staggering cost of $1.5 billion, the UDC sprawls across a vast expanse, providing 1 and 1.5 million square feet of space. Within this colossal structure, 100,000 square feet is dedicated solely to data center operations, while the remaining 900,000 accommodate technical support and administrative functions. Its construction was projected to cost between $1.5 and $2 billion, with additional expenses estimated at another $2 billion for hardware, software, and maintenance. To sustain all its operations, the UDC is expected to consume a staggering 65 megawatts of electricity annually, translating to an annual expenditure of approximately $40 million. Moreover, its cooling system, reliant on open evaporation methods, is forecasted to devour a staggering 1.7 million gallons of water daily. Despite the size, the UDC has not been without its challenges. During the final stages of construction, the project encountered some significant electrical issues, including a massive power surge that damaged critical equipment, leading to a year-long delay. Critics have raised concerns about the UDC's capabilities, suggesting that it could potentially process vast quantities of communications data, including private emails, cell phone calls, and internet searches, as well as other personal information. In response, NSA officials have vehemently denied allegations of unlawful surveillance, emphasizing that the center's activities adhere to legal and regulatory frameworks. However, revelations in April of 2009 regarding the NSA's large-scale overcollection of domestic communications raised a few questions about the agency's activities. While officials attributed these actions to unintentional errors, they acknowledged that corrective measures had been implemented. Number 9. Bahnhof Data Center. Sweden's Bahnhof Data Center officially opened in September 11, 2008, and the company continues to use the facility today. Instead of opting for fun foosball tables and ballistic ball pits, the Bahnhof Data Center looks like a Bond villain's secret underground lair. The building's concealed under a mountain, and it's secured by a 15-inch thick door and can only be reached by an entrance tunnel. Due to all these features, the data center here can even withstand a hydrogen bomb. This data center is also a co-location center, and in 2010, WikiLeaks used its co-location services to store its servers. It's an important place, and much more than just an office. So how did the designers pull off such an epic office? Well, this Swedish data center exists in a former nuclear shelter about 100 feet underground. The companies preserved the place's Cold War moniker, Pionin White Mountains, as well as many of its accoutrements. The sign near the entrance reads, "These doors should be locked at DEFCON 1. Just imagine being greeted by those words on your first day at work. And while an office dug into a mountain may sound pretty austere, the staff have added plenty of touches to make it as inviting as possible. For a pleasant work atmosphere, the facility has simulated daylight, conservatories, man-made waterfalls, and a massive 2,600-liter saltwater fish tank. Excess heat created by the servers is recycled into the local district heating network, making this facility one of the most environmentally friendly data centers across the world. There's also the massive insulated circular glass-walled room that floats above the ground, serving as a conference room, which looks like the members of Spectre together to create a world-ending plan. Number 8. Yotta NM1. Yotta Infrastructure, a subsidiary of the Hiranandani Group, recently marked a significant milestone with the inauguration of India's largest data center building, Yotta NM1. The virtual event, graced by dignitaries, showcased the grandeur of this state-of-the-art facility, located within a sprawling 600-acre site in Panvel. Yotta NM1 stands as an example of technological advancement. It's got prestigious Tier 4 data center certification from the Uptime Institute, making it the largest of its kind in Asia and the second largest globally. Spanning an impressive 820,000 square feet, this data center is poised to accommodate up to 7,200 racks, with a robust power capacity of approximately 50 megawatts. Strategically positioned near Mumbai, Yotta NM1 enjoys proximity to major urban centers, enhancing accessibility and connectivity for its clientele. As the flagship building within the integrated Yotta Data Center Park, it's just the beginning of an ambitious project. Once fully developed, the Yotta Data Center Park is slated to encompass 5 distinct data center buildings, collectively offering an impressive capacity of 30,000 racks and over 250 megawatts of power consumption. The ultra-modern infrastructure here is complemented by a highly redundant on-site power system, augmented by plans for a captive solar power plant and a gas-based cogen power plant. These energy initiatives underscore their commitment to delivering reliable, green, and cost-effective power solutions. Furthermore, their infrastructure is not content with just one monumental achievement. The company's actively pursuing the development of additional data center parks. These upcoming projects aim to rival the scale and scope of the Panvel facility, with each park envisioned to accommodate over 20,000 racks and boast around a 200-megawatt power capacity. Moving on to number 7, the Lakeside Technology Center. The Lakeside Technology Center is a colossal 1.1 million square foot multi-tenant data center hub. It's owned and operated by Digital Reality Trust. Now, it was initially constructed by the R.R. Donnelley Company to house printing presses for publications like the Yellow Book and Sears Catalog. But this facility underwent a transformation in 1999, transitioning into a telecom-focused space. Today, it stands as one of the globe's premier carrier hotels, serving as the central nervous system for Chicago's bustling commodity markets. Attracting a diverse array of tenants, including financial institutions, Lakeside Technology Center has a robust infrastructure. With 4 fiber vaults and 3 electric power feeds, the facility has an impressive power capacity exceeding 100 megawatts, making it the second largest power consumer for the Commonwealth Edison, just behind O'Hare International Airport. Central to the facility's operations is its cooling system, featuring an 8.5 million gallon tank of refrigerated, brine-like liquid. This massive tank not only supports their cooling needs, but also serves as the thermal energy storage for the Metropolitan Pier and Exposition Authority, encompassing nearby landmarks like the McCormick Place Exposition Center and the Hyatt Regency Hotel. The Lakeside Technology Center stands as an example to the evolution of infrastructure. It seamlessly blends historical industrial roots with cutting-edge technology to create a thriving ecosystem for data-centric enterprises. With its strategic location, robust infrastructure, and innovative cooling solutions, Lakeside continues to play a pivotal role in Chicago's digital landscape, fostering connectivity, innovation, and economic growth. Number 6. Apple's Mesa Data Center. Apple's Mesa Data Center in Arizona stands as an investment in the tech giant's infrastructure, with a staggering $2 billion funneled into the development of this sprawling 1.3 million square foot facility. Situated at 3740 South Signal Butte Road in Mesa, the center serves as a critical cog in Apple's global data network. At the heart of the data center's operations lies a commitment to efficiency and reliability. This location enables Apple to effectively manage and disseminate a plethora of services, including iCloud, the App Store, Apple Maps, Apple Music, Apple Pay, Apple TV Plus, iMessage, and Siri, among others. The facility is equipped with state-of-the-art technology and expansive infrastructure, and it's well-positioned to meet evolving needs, ensuring uninterrupted service. Now, notably, their dedication to sustainability shines through in its approach to powering the Mesa Data Center. A 300-acre solar power plant in Florence, Arizona, generates renewable energy to offset a significant portion of its power consumption. Now, beyond the technological prowess, the data center also serves as a beacon of economic revitalization for the region. Originally developed by First Solar Incorporated, the facility has undergone transformations under Apple's stewardship. And despite Apple's penchant for secrecy regarding the intricacies of its ops, glimpses into the Mesa Data Center reveal a hive of activity. With 150 employees manning the Global Data Command Center in 10-hour shifts, the facility operates around the clock to ensure seamless operations. Number 5. Iron Mountain Underground. When it comes to the hills of western Pennsylvania, there's more than meets the eye. An unexpected sight disrupts the serene landscape of Butler County. A high chain-link fence crowned with razor wire marks the entrance to a unique facility that conceals its secrets beneath the Earth's surface. This is Iron Mountain's main archive facility, located within a sprawling 1,000-acre abandoned limestone mine covering 145 acres. The facility's main archive plunges 22 stories down, creating an elaborate subterranean honeycomb. Among the corridors and red steel doors embedded in the rock face, Room 48 emerges as an experiment in data center energy efficiency. Operating for a mere 6 months, this room serves as Iron Mountain's lab for optimizing use of geothermal conditions. Unlike traditional data centers, Room 48 eschews the raised floor concept. Networking wires float above server racks, drawing cooling benefits from the limestone walls and vents attached to the ceiling-mounted red spiral ducts. The HVAC system relies on the cool waters of an underground lake spanning hundreds of acres. Natural light penetrates the room through an extended ceiling tube strategically designed to minimize heat. This ingenious design allows the 55-degree limestone roof to absorb excess heat, preventing its accumulation in the 4,100-square-foot space. Now, Charles Doughty, Iron Mountain Vice President of Engineering, guides visitors through this subterranean level, sharing his knowledge of molecular chemistry and mineral properties. With 37 years of experience in the tunnels of this former mine, Doughty is on a perpetual quest to refine the perfect environment for storing both paper and electronic records. The underground, as it's aptly named by employees, houses various amenities, including a cafe and a fire department with three engines. A network of golf carts navigates the miles of roadways and tunnels, shuttling the 2,700 workers, including Doughty, who traverse this unique subterranean world. Number 4. Tahoe Reno. Switch, a global leader in data center design, superscale cloud, telecom gateways, and energy sustainability, has unveiled the Citadel Campus, the largest and most advanced data center campus in the world. Located in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center next to the Tesla Gigafactory, this 2,000-acre campus is designed to support up to 7.2 million square feet of data center space and up to 650 megawatts of power, all powered by 100% renewable energy. Tahoe Reno 1 is the first data center on this campus, and it sets a new standard for scale as the largest colocation data center facility globally, with up to 1.3 million square feet and 130 megawatts of power capacity. The Citadel campus adheres to advanced standards of Switch's Tier 4 gold-rated data centers in Las Vegas, benefiting from over 260 patents and patent-pending claims by founder and CEO Rob Roy. Security at this place is paramount, with a 20-foot-high concrete wall surrounding the site, ensuring protection, reliability, connectivity, and sustainability. According to Adam Kramer, Switch's Executive Vice President of Strategy, the facility represents unlimited possibilities for clients due to its massive scale and power, space, and connectivity. The data centers here are integrated into the Switch's Superloop, a 500-mile multi-terabyte fiber-optic network providing active connectivity to San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Switch's 2.5 million square feet of data center space in Las Vegas. This network ensures resilient, always-on IT infrastructures for continuous business operations, with low-latency connectivity up to 4 to 7 milliseconds respectively. The Superloop connects Switch's clients to over 40 million people in California's Bay Area and Los Angeles area in under 10 milliseconds. Renowned Health's president and CEO Dr. Anthony Slonim emphasizes the importance of Switch's reliable and secure data center services. 100% uptime and 24/7 365 security, the commitment here to renewable energy aligns with Renowned Health's dedication to a healthier planet. The Tahoe Reno facility includes a proprietary tri-redundant UPS power system, the Switch Shield, dual independent of roof decks and 24/7 365 network operations center, and access to Switch Connect and Switch Safe services. This Citadel campus embodies their vision of creating a secure, sustainable, and highly connected data center. Number 3. The Tulip Data Center. The Tulip Data Center is located in Bangalore, India. It's got a sprawling 1 million square feet of space, and it once held the title as the largest data center outside the US and Asia. Collaborating with industry giant IBM, Tulip embarked on a journey to create a cutting-edge facility that would set new standards in data management and infrastructure. IBM's involvement extended beyond merely consultancy. They played a pivotal role in shaping the very foundation of the data center, from implementing the advanced cooling solutions to ensuring redundancy across all components. IBM's expertise permeates every aspect of this data center. One of their standout features is its closed containment cooling system. It's a marvel of engineering that optimizes energy efficiency by cooling only the rack compartments rather than the entire room. This innovative approach not only enhances its performance, but reduces operational cost. It was built in accordance with the rigorous standards set forth by the telecommunications industry the Tulip Data Center adheres to. Outlined in the TIA 942 standard, from space layout to cabling infrastructure, from redundancy measures to environmental conditions, every aspect of the center is meticulously designed. In terms of security and safety, this data center leaves no stone unturned. Equipped with state-of-the-art fire suppression systems, surveillance cameras, and advanced access control measures, it provides a secure environment. Additionally, its modular design and infrastructure enable it to cater to a diverse range of clients, from large enterprises to small and medium businesses, offering hosting, co-location, storage, and bandwidth services. Beyond its technical center, this data center also prioritizes client convenience and comfort, with a host of amenities including meeting rooms, video conferencing facilities, and spacious town hall area. This center aims to provide a seamless and enjoyable experience for its clientele. Number 2. China Telecom Inner Mongolia Information Park. The world's largest data center is reportedly the China Telecom Inner Mongolia Information Park, a $3 billion facility in Hohhot operated by Chinese state-owned communications companies. This facility is said to cover an area of 10 million square feet and consume over 150 megawatts of energy across its 6 data halls. However, the actual scope of this data center remains unconfirmed. Reports about the size of it have not been verified by China Telecom, which has neither confirmed nor denied the claims. According to Data Center Dynamics, satellite photos reveal that the so-called world's largest data center consists of 6 four-story buildings, each approximately 300 feet long and 155 feet wide. Calculations on these dimensions show the area of each building is just over 18,000 square feet, resulting in a total area of just over 1 million square feet for all 6 buildings. Well, furthermore, these satellite images don't provide information on how much of this space is actually used for data management. The uncertainty surrounding it is extended to other large data centers in China. For instance, another large facility also located nearby is claimed to have over 7.6 million square feet. However, satellite photos don't support this claim. Similarly, data centers operated by China Mobile often report their potential maximum size based on planning permits or optimistic projections intended for investors rather than their current actual sizes. This trend of overestimation and gradual expansion is typical in the industry, where companies aim to eventually reach the reported figures. In northern China, achieving these ambitious targets is challenging due to an oversupply of data centers. There's twice as many facilities as the demand requires in the northeastern part of the country, making it difficult for companies to keep up with. This phenomenon, though, is not unique to China, but it's particularly pronounced there due to the rapid expansion and state-driven development goals. Over time, as these facilities expand and the market demand catches up, the actual capacities may begin to align more closely with the ambitious projections. However, for now, skepticism about the reported sizes of these data centers is warranted. Number 1. Range International Information Group. The Range International Information Group data center, spanning an impressive 6.3 million square feet, stands as an example of the technological prowess in Langfang, China, just south of Beijing. This cutting-edge facility, in collaboration between Range and IBM, serves as an example of China's rapidly evolving technological landscape. Functioning as a next-generation cloud computing data center, the Range International Information Group facility is an example of innovation. They're teaming up with IBM. Range develops top-tier services to both private enterprises and Chinese government agencies. IBM's contribution encompasses design services, technology deployment, training programs, tailored solutions, and business applications, all aimed at empowering users and driving economic growth in the region. The collaboration objectives are clear: to foster economic development and establish Langfang as a thriving IT hub. Through this partnership, private enterprises and government agencies gain access to state-of-the-art technology, comprehensive training, customized solutions, and efficient business applications. However, such a monumental undertaking comes with substantial investments. With power consumption projected to reach a potent 150 megawatts, despite this, Range International remains steadfast in its commitment to promoting economic growth. The architectural design of this project is equally noteworthy, drawing inspiration from the Chinese symbol of good fortune, the phoenix. It symbolizes resilience and renewal. The phoenix motif permeates the design, with the layout of the project park mirroring the graceful flights of this mythical bird. Construction of the Range International began in 2011, with the completion slated for 2016. This ambitious timeline underscored the magnitude of the project and the meticulous planning required to bring it to fruition. Despite the challenges, though, the Range International Information Hub stands poised to make a grand entrance onto the global stage, marking a significant milestone in China's technological journey. Thanks for watching, everyone. I'll see you next time. Thank you to our channel members.